where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
The suspicious death of a man at a residence in South Sarnia is now being investigated as a homicide. It would be the city's first homicide of 2024. City police were called to the home in the area of Divine and Queen Streets yesterday morning and found a man with no vital signs. This afternoon, police upgraded the case to a suspected homicide and said no arrests had been made. Police say the identity of the victim is not going to be disclosed until next of kin have been notified. Officers remain in the area this afternoon. Damages pegged at over $250,000 after a fire in Sarnia's downtown last night. Crews responded to the blaze just before 11:30 on Christina Street near Moriah. Officials say the fire, which was toward the back of the mixed-use building, which included a business and living quarters, was not suspicious in nature. Right now, the cause is undetermined. No injuries have been reported, and a family cat was rescued from the blaze. A London judge has ruled the fatal attack on a Muslim family in 2021 constituted a terrorist activity. Justice Renee Pomeranz delivered her decision this morning and also announced 22-year-old Nathaniel Veltman would be sentenced to life for attempted murder. Veltman was previously dealt a mandatory life sentence with no chance of parole for 25 years after being found guilty of 4 counts of first-degree murder in the deaths of 4 members of the Afzal family. Veltman intentionally drove his truck into 5 members of the family as they were out for an evening walk on June 6th of 2021. Convicted serial killer Robert Picton is now eligible for day parole. The now 74-year-old was found guilty of 6 counts of second-degree murder in December 2007. He was sentenced to life in prison with no chance of parole for 25 years, but is eligible to apply for day parole as of today and for full parole in 2027. The Lambton and Chatham-Kent public health units won't be merging after all. The boards of health for each region have decided they'll continue to operate as independent health units embedded in their municipalities. This comes after reviewing a potential voluntary merger between them. You can read more at sarnianewstoday.ca. Paul Wiersma has once again been named the chair of the Sarnia Police Services Board. The board appointed its chair and vice chair for the year during a meeting this morning. Wiersma says the board is going to work on a facilities plan with the city this year.
We're looking at what does this facility look like 5 or 10 years from now, and how do we ensure that it meets our operational requirements.
Kelly Ash was re-elected to the role of vice chair for 2024. Students and staff at Don Euphemia Public School are doing everything in their power to fundraise for new playground equipment, including collecting batteries. They collected 1,855 kilograms of batteries in the fall to take part in the Earth Rangers 2023 Battery Blitz and won the top prize of $5,000 for the competition. Fog patches developing this evening, mainly cloudy, then clearing after midnight, low 0 degrees. Fog dissipating tomorrow morning, a mix of sun and cloud, flurries near noon, and windy, temperature falling to minus 5, the wind chill minus 13 in the afternoon. Sunny on Saturday, high minus 2, and sunny Sunday, high 7 degrees.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.